Another Ann Arbor Art Fair is in the books, and this was certainly a memorable one. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Ann Arbor Street Art Fair, the original executive director, Maureen Riley, who must be feeling satisfied but pretty tired at this time. How you doing, Maureen?
Well, you're right. A little bit tired today, but hanging in there.
Everyone knows that it's typically the hottest week of the year, but this seemed like it was a stormier than usual for the Ann Arbor Art Fair.
It was. Weather was not our friend this weekend, unfortunately. We had both heat and rain, but that's what happens when you have outdoor events.
I've seen some video and coverage of what was going on Saturday night. Was there any injuries or damage you can tell us about?
There was some damage in certain sections of the fair. Our fair fared just fine, but there are a couple of wind tunnels within the fair footprint.
Were there any injuries that you know of?
I've heard that there were two injuries. One was a concussion from debris, and the other was from was an ankle injury or a foot injury of some kind.
So overall, though, are you happy with how it went?
Well, fortunately, Sunday was beautiful, and we were able to recoup a lot of crowds and sales on Sunday. But, you know, we definitely will have an off year, I'm sure, when all is said and done.
Because of the weather?
Yeah, because of the weather.
When will you have the official attendance numbers?
It will be a while. Those get compiled on data from our parking garages and our shuttle buses. So it's usually a good month before we really have any solid numbers.
In the meantime, did you get any feedback from people who were attending the Ann Arbor Art Fair or the artists who were showing and selling their works?
Well, you know, the people that come out in that kind of heat are diehard art fair supporters. So there were lots of sales, and artists were able to recoup a lot on Sunday. So I think for the most part, everyone felt good about the weekend.
Have you always held the art fair in mid-July?
It's always been the third Thursday of July, and that's because it goes back to bargain days in 1960.
Has there ever been any discussion of possibly changing it to a different time of the year or even a different month?
Not really. You know, the art fair world is kind of works on a circuit. So we have to fit in with the shows that attract the artists, the same artists that we do. And there's sort of a routing that is in place, being as how we're one of the oldest. There's more to consider in making a date change than just, oh, let's change the date. This was a hot year. Last year was very cool. It rained a bit last year, but it was not damaging storms. It was just a little rain, and it was a great year last year. Actually, the last couple years, the temperature has been pretty nice. So, you know, you just take your chances in Michigan. It could be a blistering hot weekend in September. And with global warming, who knows what the weather is going to hold for us. I don't believe that there was much damage done to artwork. Most of the damage was to tents.
Have you started working on next year yet?
No, not quite yet. That will come probably next week. This is still just trying to, this week is trying to unbury the office, and all of the stuff that comes over from the site has to get put away, and all the numbers have to get crunched. So, and we're in the recovery mode, so nobody's moving really fast.
I can see that. Any highlights you want to share with us?
You know, it's just amazing how our teams, and I will speak for mine, and I'm sure the other directors will say the same thing, really pull together. And when you work under the circumstances like we did this past weekend with the storms, you know, you need everybody to just give it their all, and our team certainly did that, and did their assisted artists helped wherever they could, and that's the highlight. Just when you see how hard our volunteers and our staff work to accommodate the artists and be helpful.
Do you learn things from year to year? I mean, this has been going on for decades, but do you learn things from year to year that you could possibly incorporate the next year at this point?
Oh, of course. But, you know, we learn that every year, good weather or bad. Our fair, the original fair, did not experience any damage in the storm. So I'm sure that the areas that did experience damage will make accommodations to in the future to try and mitigate what might happen in that, in those areas, knowing that they become more of a wind tunnel than some other streets. You know, a new building being built in Ann Arbor and on one of our sites can change the wind flow, and suddenly you've got a wind tunnel where you didn't have one before because a new building went up. So those are always things that we have to consider.
Maureen Riley, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Street Art Fair, the original. Take it easy, and thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.